Blog Talk Radio.
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth is weeping soon? What have we done to the world? Look what we've done. What about all the that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice the crying earth as we make sure?
And welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. The host of this show, Barbara Grace Reynolds, will be taking your phone call. So dial on in, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to speak to Barbara. I'll come to you in the screening room to get your information. So dial on in now, 347-884-8245 is the number. And here is Barbara.
Hello, everyone. Sorry about that. Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions in their dreams as they embrace self-love. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I, and a session with me is the same thing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me by going to one of my websites, like divinelyguidedhealing.com or infinityhealingforwomen.com. And there's all kinds of information. Just read all of it resonates with you. One of the things you'll find on my websites is green schedule now buttons. That's for you to book your free 20-minute discovery session. And this is a one-time only offer for each person. And you go ahead and book the discovery session, and we will spend 20 minutes dealing with whatever it is that you want to deal with. Because this is your life and creating it in whatever way you are desiring to have it to create it. And I know for a lot of people that you don't actually believe that you are the one creating it. See, your life is an absolute mess, then you don't want to be the one creating it. But we are the ones creating our lives, and we do have that power. And the more we start living in that power and empower, the more we can start changing our lives, because you're not to have a miserable life. That isn't something that the Creator wants for you. He wants you to have everything that you desire. You're the one that has all of these conditions and things about your own life. So it's a matter of starting to trust yourself, starting to trust your choices, starting to trust that you make a difference. And that trust can be a little scary and a little daunting. It can also be incredibly and amazing and wonderful. So please, start doing the things that you need to do in order to trust your life, trust your decisions, trust that the Creator is really there for you. Alrighty, so this show, I basically answer whatever questions people have. And they don't have to be about a particular thing or anything like that. I also am a medium, so if there's someone that's passed over that you want to see if they have a message for you, we can do that. I help people with the divine infinity healing that I do, and that's one of the amazing ways that I have found for letting go of beliefs that you don't want to have anymore, beliefs that no longer resonate with who you are and what it is you're creating in your own life.
Okay.
And Michael, did you have something you want to say?
We have Carmen from New York for you here on the phone lines. Here's Carmen.
Hello, okay. Barbara.
Hi, Carmen.
Thanks for taking my call.
Great. How about you?
I'm doing
wonderful.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Just wondering if you have any help to give me about my love life, please.
Okay. And let me check in and see how this feels.
Thank you.
There's a touch of kind of almost desperation. Are you thinking that, oh my gosh, I have to find somebody?
No, I just had a beautiful relationship with this man, but he's kind of wounded and he withdraw and then he comes back and he withdraws and he comes back.
Ah, so maybe it's connected with him and wanting him to make up his mind.
Right, like he's very confused, afraid.
So the important question is, why do you keep taking him back?
Right. Should I move on with my life? What should I do?
Well, when you take him back, then when he leaves, you put your life on hold because you figure, okay, he's going to come back.
Correct.
So you're not actually making yourself available for anybody else. Because you're saving yourself for him because he might come back.
You are completely right.
That's
not healthy for me.
No, it's not. So what are you afraid of? I mean, going out there, meeting someone brand new, what kind of feeling does that bring up in you?
I'm afraid of meeting new people. It's a homework. I'm afraid of meeting new men in my life and start all over. This is a different country. So, yeah, kind of afraid. You're right. I'm afraid of meeting new men.
Yeah. Okay. So you're afraid of their expectations of you. That's a part of it. Do you think they're going to have different expectations because you're from a different country? You've got an accent. It's wonderfully sexy and alluring. And they're going to have all of these expectations of you.
Yes.
So
I'm afraid of meeting.
What is it that you love to do?
I would love to have a beautiful relationship with this man. I want him to make a decision for me or to tell me, I can't and just leave and don't give me any hopes.
Okay. So if I told you to just let go of this man and get out there doing the things that you love to do and meet someone new, would you do it?
Yes, I would do it. Yes, I would do it. If that's the right thing to do, yes.
That's what your guidance is telling me, that you really just need to let him go.
Okay.
With your own life.
Okay.
Wonderful men, so that you can
yeah.
choose which man that you want to be with instead of sitting there waiting for this one man to come back and leave and come back and leave. And that's a horrible way for you
mm-hmm.
to treat yourself. It really
yes.
is. You deserve
Thank you.
Better.
Barbara,
and there is better
words.
Out there for you. Yeah.
Thank you, Barbara.
So now you get to go out there and meet someone new. How does that feel?
That sounds wonderful. I would do it. Yeah. I would do it.
Okay. They want us to do a little bit of clearing work, and maybe then you won't be so nervous about it, and so you can be more comfortable with the whole situation. So are you willing to do a little work on clearing up your emotions?
Yes.
So I will ask you a question, and at the end of the question, I'll say if you're willing to accept this, say yes. That's how you'll know the question is finally ended. All right,
okay.
Here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for making it easier for you to let go of this relationship that doesn't work? It hasn't worked in all of this time. You go up, you go down, and you deserve so much better than that. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of the little places where you store those little fears and beliefs that say, I have to hang on for him. What if one day he actually proves to have been the one that I was waiting for and I'm not here for him anymore? That's just a bunch of crap, and you might as well let it go, because that's no way to live your life. So this divine infinity healing, clearing all of that out, it's cutting all of your ties with this relationship that does not work. And it's opening you up, opening up your heart, opening up your self-confidence so you can go out there and meet. You can go out and do the things that you love and laugh in public and have people see your beauty and your light and talk to you and establish relationships with you and become your friends or your lover or whatever it is you want them to be. So this divine infinity healing energy is clearing everything out that's in the way of you having a wonderful, meaningful, loving relationship. And if you're willing to just let all of that other stuff go, say yes.
Yes, I do. I do, I do.
Take three nice, deep, deep breaths. Okay, now think about going out there, meeting new people. How does it feel to you now?
Wonderful. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. It felt really good in me, what you just did. Thank you for the help. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Now you get to go out there and meet all these wonderful men and have fun.
I will, and I will let you know what happened. I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
Well, thank you for
have
calling,
a wonderful
Carmen.
Evening. Okay. Bye-bye and blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. So, Michael, I'm assuming that there is not another caller right now? That's or you're talking to someone, and so you're not actually talking to me. So I will just talk to everybody else. So remember, we are the ones who create experience. And sometimes we create that we're not going to have happiness, that we're not going to have the joy, that we're not going to have an amazing relationship, that we're not going to be successful, that we're not going to have prosperity. We put all of these limitations on our own lives. And it's time for us to recognize that and to start letting them go. Because we are really not required to be miserable. Creator doesn't want you to be miserable. Option that you choose, but it's not something that is ever recommended to you. Unless you come from one of those families where misery is considered the way to be. And you can change your opinion about in any moment. You can call up during the show and we'll clear out that belief that says you're supposed to be miserable. You're supposed to suffer. You're supposed to do without. You're supposed to be alone. All of those beliefs that you have that limit your life, limit what you get to experience. You can let those go. And as you can see from the call with Carmen, it's not really that complicated to start clearing those things out. It just means that you actually have to decide to do it, because nobody can do it for you. And nobody's supposed to do it for you. It is your life. These are your choices to create what you freedom in our lives, and we never really take advantage of it. We never really see it. We don't really live it. So if you are ready to change who you are being and what you are experiencing, give me a call. And the number is 347-884-8245. And Michael will do the screening process on you, and we will have you on the show so that you can begin changing your life right now. One of those special offers, and this is only good for. Well, you can call in any time during the show. It's not like the offer expires and the show's on every week. Off your own happiness. And Michael is back.
I am back, and we do have a caller. We have from Virginia, we have Philip. Welcome.
Ah, I'm through. Good. Hello. My name is Philip. And
hello, Philip. What can I?
Well, I'll hit the highlights of this.
Go ahead.
I've been doing a metaphysical temple project in Churchville, Virginia for 30 years. It's based upon a basic observation of three sacred high points of land that triangulate in a way that resembles very closely an outline of the Great Pyramid. And just to get a temple of the heart, that's huge. It's like 160 miles in radius from this little town. And let's see, a lot of things going on here. You can actually read it if you want. It's, the address is called Trinity Point Project, trinitypointproject.org. But I won't bore you with all the details right now. Anybody can go on there and have a look. Right now, there's several critical things going on. One of which is this land could go up for sale this year. And another one is this land, not unlike the Standing Rock out in Dakota, is being threatened and menaced by a pipeline. It makes this very special land. A man named Tiburon, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he writes for Sedona Journal Magazine. He was here 8 years ago, and here's what he said about it. He said, Trinity Point is to Appalachia and the East Coast, as Sedona is to the western portions of this continent. That's what he said. That being said, I'm trying to gather the attention of the global village to recognize this land as sacrosanct space and come in with the vote in. I mean, I want the big people, the big guns to weigh in with their hearts and other resources and say that this land is sacrosanct and shall not be defiled by corporate industrial greed for so-called natural gas. It's not natural. Anyway, I'm wondering if you can give me guidance on how to proceed to get the divinely right people here to make this thing happen. And what I have in mind for the big picture would be something like a not-for-profit foundation that would benefit the planet. It's huge. Check out trinitypointproject.org. And right now I'm pulling all the levers and bells and buttons that I can every day and praying, and my heart is in this thing, and I don't know what your guys are telling me about this, but it's my life's work that makes me weep with joy sometimes. It's huge. It's huge.
I can feel this. I can feel your dedication. Okay. So one of the things guidance is saying is that you need to do a little bit of clearing on you. It's like you've taken on the weight of this whole project. You've taken that weight onto your shoulders, and it's just, you don't need to have that there. So are you willing to do a little bit of clearing work on yourself right now?
Absolutely. Yep.
So I will ask you a question, and the question will go on. And at the end of it, I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, then say yes. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the heaviness? Releasing this project, releasing the belief that you are responsible for all of this, and if it fails, then you are the one who is causing the failure, that this is down, and that this is are responsible for the project and whether it succeeds or not and everything having to do with it, because the truth is the only thing you are responsible for is you. This project is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing project that you have chosen to be a part of, but you have not been asked to do this alone. There are other people who are involved in this. Well, I'm glad you don't want to do it alone. That's good. And this is about letting go of the whole necessity of you being the heavy one. So you are now having all of those old beliefs about you have to do it. It's a reflection of you and all of that other stuff that you might have thought or heard over the years. That's now being expanded and decompressed and made a trillion times bigger than the universe because it's not true. You are being filled with the beautiful light of love and community and the amazing energy that allows you to be seen as someone who represents this project, someone that people can talk to about this project, someone people can work with on this project. This is opening you up, opening up your heart, opening up all of your identities so that you are approachable, so that people can see you, hear you, know you. And if you have to in your life, say yes. In your life, then say yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay. How do you feel about everything?
I feel things are moving, and I'm already in the process of becoming a lighter person. And you know, these Tibetan green Tara chants were the latest step up I've been using, and it really feels good. It puts me in a joyful space, and I'm ready to see Trinity Point Project unfold. If anybody's listening and they want to check into it, it's a beautiful, beautiful project. Yep. Okay.
Okay, they want to do a little bit more clearing around your beliefs. So we're just I'm gonna ask another question. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing any belief that there's anything wrong? That there's anything wrong with this project, that there's anything wrong with anything that you've done, that there's anything wrong, even if you never get the funding, even if the pipeline goes through, even if blah, 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 that there's anything wrong of trusting things. I is good. Even when you don't understand it, it's still for the highest good. And so you don't need to make anything wrong. The whole idea of anything being wrong. You've spent your life doing what was right for your heart. You've lived your life according to the way you felt guided to live it. And there is nothing wrong with that. And it doesn't matter how any of it turns out. There's still nothing wrong. This is bringing you into an energy of neutrality, an energy where you can accept whatever happens, happens, and it doesn't change anything. Energy of this area is still going to be the energy of this area.
Okay.
Things that are there are still going to be there. The amazing changes that it can bring to people's lives will still be happening. And there is absolutely nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are ready to accept that, then say yes.
Oh, yes.
And three nice deep, deep breaths. How does everything feel to you now?
Lighter. Feel lighter.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I still keep living my life the way I feel guided, but I can shed some of that.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay.
And it lets your light shine brighter because then you're not cloaked in all of this, oh my gosh, and I need to, and I have to, and oh, I'm so desperate. All of that's gone, and now your light is shining brightly, and you are being you. And that's all you're required to be.
Okay. Right. I feel good.
Now, they are showing me that in the future, some, I don't know how to describe this person. This person feels really powerful. I'm not really sure who it is, but you are going to cross paths with them, and they are going to listen. We are going to have the opportunity to have powerful people join in on this and assist you.
That's
now,
sweet.
My guidance never tells me exactly when anything's going to happen, so, you know, I don't even ask anymore. But this is going to happen in your life, and it is going to be soon.
Okay.
Until then, you just keep doing what feels right for you. You keep being you. You keep letting your light shine and letting that energy just flow through you. It's transforming you on an amazing level. So enjoy the benefits that you receive and the benefits that other people receive, and just let go of the worry. There's nothing to worry about.
That feels good on a deep level. I accept that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right.
You are welcome.
All right.
Keep doing the wonderful work that you do.
Okay. I'll keep listening. All right.
Okay.
God bless you. Good night.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for calling in. Blessings to you. Thanks for all you do. Okay. All right, Barbara, we got Annette from Texas up next.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm pretty excited. A lot of things are going on very soon. I am up and coming with a hernia surgery this coming Tuesday, which I'm really excited about. And just today I had been given an assessment test for a couple of job positions that I applied for within my company. And so I'm kind of, I've been kind of hesitant the last couple of weeks because with this upcoming surgery, I'm like, oh my gosh, will this affect my job? Will I lose it? You know, and since I got this assessment, I'm like, is this, something that, goes hand in hand. I'm excited, but I'm nervous. So a lot of dynamics happening this week. Sorry.
Well, it sounds like it. So when you were talking about job and you said, and does this mean that because of the hernia surgery, I might lose it? I heard no. So let go of the fear that you're going to lose your job because of this, because they're saying that you won't. Your employer values you. They see the value in you. And they don't want to lose you. So you have value.
Okay.
For you to accept your own value.
Yes, I do need to accept it.
So what is it about your life that you find accept?
Well, I mean, it's a lot to do with, you know, feeling inadequate, because my husband has a full-time job, and even though it's full-time work that I'm here at my job, it's kind of like it's a temp-to-hire job, and, you know, my contract's up, and I'm just hoping that, you know, the position that they gave me the assessments for allows me to progress in this company. And I'm, you know, genuinely hoping that, you know, I can push forward. I've been really nervous about it.
Okay. So they want us to do some clearing about this whole beliefs that you have about you.
Okay.
They're not true and they're not serving you, and so you might as well let them go. So are you willing to do that?
To let go of this job?
No, to let go of some of the beliefs that you have about yourself.
Yes.
That actually don't bring joy into your life.
Yes, I'm ready to get rid
okay.
of all the negatives.
Okay. So I will ask you a question, and at the end of it, I'll say if you're willing to accept this, say yes, and that's when you get to say yes. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for, first of all, releasing the need to compare yourself to anybody else? Reason?
Yes.
Because there is no one exactly like you. So that whole comparison thing is a complete and utter waste of your time. And this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of those people who taught you to compare yourself to anybody or anything and take all of that energy away. It's being expanded and made a trillion times bigger than the universe so that you no longer have it in your life, in your energy field, in your body. Because it's not serving you. And this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of the ways that you see yourself as less, that you see your value as less, that you see your worth as less. Again, that's a comparison thing.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
There is no one else exactly like you, and there never will be. All of these beautiful, the people who know you see, and it's time for you to see your own good points, your own power to do things simply because this is what you do. So this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and clearing out all of those yucky, nasty, negative little things that you've been told about yourself or that you thought about yourself or you've decided it was true about yourself because they're not true, and it's time for you to let them go. And instead you are being filled with divine love. Love of you. Acceptance of you. You are desirable. There's desire that you continue to work with them. Value. You have worth. And people see that, and it's time for you to see it, to feel it, to know it, to live it. And if you are ready to open up to loving yourself, and say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And how does that feel?
A lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better, because I have been, you know, full of self-doubt for years.
Oh, and you don't need it, because there's nothing about you that you should be doubting. You're absolutely wonderful. Guidance doesn't tell me people are wonderful if they're not wonderful. So I know that you are wonderful. Okay.
Well, thank you so, so much. I just, that's something that's been on my mind. And then, you know, to get this wonderful, positive, you know, thought today that they're, you know, interested in me with this assessment test. They're testing my skills. They want to see, you know, how good I am. And I proved that today. That was, I'm like, you know, that made me feel wonderful. And then this was much better. I feel a lot better.
Good. Wonderful. Okay, let's do a little bit more clearing, and this has to do with the hernia. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the need to have a hernia? Just
yes.
Let go of the whole idea that it needs to be there, that you need to have this condition, that you need to, it's kind of a stoppage in your life that it's, if that makes any sense. I don't know if it does or not, but that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So this divine infinity healing is just clearing anything in you that needs that stoppage, that believes that it's supposed to be there, that it's required to be there, that it's part of your evolution for you to go through the surgery for a hernia, and you have to have that in order to become who you're becoming, because you don't. It's clearing out all of those beliefs that keep the hernia in place, that keep you from moving forward fully in your life and accepting your right to health, your right to actually feel good about your life, about your body, about everything in your life. So this divine infinity healing is going throughout you and clearing out all of these little bits that are just stuck in different places throughout you that it's time to let go of. And you are being filled instead with this beautiful, like that beautiful self-love, acceptance of yourself, acceptance of your health, acceptance that it is okay for you to move forward with your life, to move forward even more so than you've ever moved forward before, to actually your life, who you are, what you do, to actually just embrace all of it. And if you are ready for that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Ooh, how does that feel?
Loads better. Loads good. Better. I'm ready to be a trailblazer now.
Yay! That's wonderful. Because I think that's an opportunity that you're going to get. So, yay!
Excellent. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. That's something that I've strived to be. I've wanted to, you know, set the path forward, not just for my children, but for myself. And now I can.
Good. Wonderful. I love it that you're ready to see your life get better instead of focusing on other people. You're actually focusing on you, and that's a huge step. So I'm so glad you're ready to take that.
Thank you so much. I can't even talk.
Well, you are welcome. And enjoy yourself in that job and that assessment and the new things that are going to come. Just enjoying your life.
Thank you so much. I will. God bless you. Thank you.
You too, sweetheart. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, We got another caller here, Barbara, with about 7 minutes left. Let's go to Colorado. I don't know the name. Can we get your first name, 303 area code?
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Barbara. I'm calling to ask for some guidance and hoping that you'll be able to help me sort of balance. I've been feeling a little bit out of balance. I'm recovering from a surgery and it's all going well, but I need to start thinking about my financial health now, and just I'm looking for some advice.
Okay. All right, let me look into your energy and see what I'm being shown.
Okay.
It's almost like you're bending over out of balance. Oh, yeah, we need to bring you back into balance. Okay, let's do that first. Okay, so I'll ask you a question and we'll see where we go. All right, here we go. Would you like a divine infinity healing for bringing balance back into your life, for helping you to have clarity about what's actually important, what it is that you need to be focused on, what it is that you need to work towards to bring that balance to you, that balance that allows you to feel the love and the joy and the prosperity and all of the wonder of life, that balance that allows you to know that the Creator is one with you, so you are never alone. You don't have to just do anything alone. The Creator is on your side. The Creator is working with you to create your life the way you desire it to be. So this is all about you, to you, waking up to what's important to you, waking up to knowing that you deserve health, happiness, prosperity, love, light, enjoyment, and everything that you desire. This is all about you truly loving yourself, seeing the good in you, seeing the value in you, honoring you.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this small little change in your life? Say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Oh, okay. Ooh, how does that feel?
That feels great. That feels like I'm connected. Yeah. Thank you. Good. I feel energetic. Feel the energy. That's
good.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Your balance is so much better now, too. Okay. So what's important to you? What is it that you really want to do or be?
I want to have fun. I want to feel mm-hmm. good. I want to be with people who enjoy themselves and their work and their are open and authentic. I want to be in a with some ease and grace and joy and love. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, then let's put that in there. So would you like a divine infinity healing for giving yourself permission to have a life that you enjoy, to have a life that flows with grace and ease, to have a life where you know what is the right step to take in every moment, to have a life where you know you are loved and you are valued, and it's okay for you to trust your guidance. It's okay for you to live your life. It's okay for you to let go of anything and everything that happened in the past, because that's over and done with and you don't need to relive it. You can just let it go and decide who you are from this moment forward and take the steps, one little step each time. It's all you need to take. You don't need to know exactly where you're going to end up and what it's going to look like, because that would take all the fun out of life. Instead, mm-hmm. you are enjoying step. You are enjoying this beautiful journey that you are on, and you are allowing yourself to be filled with wonder and excitement and love and light, and to let other people see that light within you, and let other people feel that love that you have for yourself as well as for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are ready to accept all of this beautiful stuff in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And yes. Take three nice deep breaths. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, you've got my body wiggling, so.
Yeah, that feels great. It feels like beautiful pink energy just floating all around me. So, thank you.
Good, wonderful. You're welcome, and now you get to decide what it is you want to create, and set your intentions, and go ahead and do it.
All right, I'm off. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Michael, I think I'm on time.
Do you want to tell the folks how people can reach you before we wrap up?
Sure. You can email me at barbara.healing@gmail.com. You can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, and I think there's a contact me page in there. There's also one at infinityhealingforwomen.com, another contact page. I'm on Facebook, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am on Blog Talk Radio. I am on LinkedIn, Tumblr, Google+, and a bunch of other ones that I can't remember right now. So you can find me lots of places.
Yeah, it's funny how we're all linked up to so many different spots we don't even know where.
I know.
All right. Well, thanks for another wonderful show, Barbara. Have a great weekend.
You too, Michael.
All righty. We'll see you back here next Thursday. All righty. Barbara Grace Reynolds to the show, and all of her link to contact her is right on the show page as well. Barbara's here each Thursday here at this time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern time. So we have one more show on Journey into Light. So everybody, please redial, reconnect. We'll be joined with our guest from Australia that will be talking about depression. So a really important topic. So this show will end. Everybody, please redial, and we'll see you in a minute.